From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo responds public doubts about ASEAN. ASEAN strengthens cooperation with the Association of Indian Ocean Rim Countries and the Pacific Islands Forum. North Korea's Kim Jong-un may meet Putin in Russia to discuss arms deal, U.S. says. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has responded to the public's questions and doubts related to the existence of ASEAN in facing the world's challenges. According to President Jokowi in his remarks at the opening of the 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta on Tuesday, ASEAN unity can still be well maintained until now. Even so, he has also admitted that there are dynamics that occur in ASEAN. However, according to President Jokowi, the dynamics strengthen democracy and show equality among ASEAN members.
Memang, akhir-akhir ini saya sering mendengar pertanyaan publik terkait ASEAN, yaitu apakah ASEAN akan terpecah?
Indeed, lately I have often heard the public's questions related to ASEAN, namely whether ASEAN will be divided and cannot be united. Is the ASEAN ship capable of continuing its existence? Your Excellency, on this occasion, as a member of the family and as the chairman of ASEAN, I would like to emphasize that the unity of ASEAN has been well maintained up to now. Unity doesn't mean there is no difference of opinion. As a country that has diverse cultures, ethnicities, languages, and religions, for Indonesia, unity is harmony in diversity, including differences of opinion. Because differences of opinion actually nourish democracy. It actually shows that we, as a family, have an equal position.
Karena perbedaan pendapat justru menyuburkan demokrasi, justru menunjukkan bahwa kita sebagai keluarga memiliki kedudukan yang setara.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo highlighted the issue of equality, which has become a rare commodity, and it causes a lot of injustice and conflict that occurs due to inequality. But it doesn't happen in ASEAN. President Joko Widodo further pointed out equality is actually the main value that is respected within the framework of unity, so that the great ship of ASEAN can continuously progress. The president asked all parties not to make the ASEAN ship a rivalry arena to destroy each other, but a field for creating prosperity, stability, and peace for the whole world. ASEAN countries strengthen cooperation with the Association of Indian Ocean Rim Countries, or IORA, and the Pacific Islands Forum, or PIF, through an intersecretariat memorandum of understanding. The signing of the MOU was carried out on the sidelines of the ASEAN ministerial meeting in Jakarta on Monday. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in her speech, conveyed that the countries of the Indian Ocean and Pacific are an inseparable part of the Indo-Pacific region. Therefore, according to Minister Retno Marsudi, ASEAN and the countries of the Indian Ocean and Pacific must work together to maintain peace, stability, and prosperity in the region.
We must work together to prevent this region from becoming the theater of rivalries among great powers. We don't want our regions to become the extended battleground of conflict in other regions. And this can only be done if we subscribe the same values and principles. Embracing the paradigm of collaboration, adopting win-win mentality, and promoting engagement.
Still from Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who welcomed the signing of the accession of the Treaty of Friendship and Cooperation, or TAC, by Serbia, Panama, and Kuwait as the 52nd, 53rd, and 54th countries that signed the TAC. She also said for many years TAC has served as a collective norm and principle to form friendly relations, habits of dialogue, and peaceful coexistence in the region. According to Minister Retno, in her remarks at the signing of the TAC at the ASEAN Secretariat, Jakarta, on Monday, the more countries that have signed the TAC, the greater the enthusiasm is to become a modality for increasing stability in the region and its surroundings.
And it's the current global dynamics marked with rivalries and trust deficit. We must further solidify values of TEC to bolster trust and confidence. The TAC must unite ASEAN and its dialogue partner to forge practical cooperation in addressing common challenges, from climate change, food and energy security, to the proliferation of transnational organized crime.
Moreover, Minister Retno Marsudi also invited the TAC participating countries to jointly become a positive force for peace, stability, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. She also explained the implementation of values and TAC principles can ensure that ASEAN is important and can become ASEAN matters' epicenter of growth. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Muhammad Mahfud MD, who encouraged the implementation of the Declaration on the Eradication of Human Trafficking caused by the misuse of technology, which was adopted by ASEAN leaders last May. According to Mahfud, it is the right time for ASEAN countries to encourage its implementation related to other sectoral bodies. Mahfud, in his remarks at the 27th meeting of the 27th ASEAN Political Security Community Council at the ASEAN Secretariat in Jakarta on Monday, pointed out all ASEAN countries must ensure prevention, prosecution efforts against perpetrators, and victim protection.
This applies not only for TIP, but also for the increasing threat of other transnational organized crimes, money laundering, illicit drugs, and terrorism can only be addressed by stronger cross-border cooperation. Therefore, let us work together in enhancing regional cooperation on border management, cross-border legal assistance, and exchange of information.
Moreover, Minister Mahfud MD also invited ASEAN countries to ensure the ASEAN Community Vision 2045 can answer all the challenges faced now and in the future. He also expressed his appreciation for the high-level task force, which has made progress in preparing the Vision ASEAN 2045. We end the national news with the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, on Monday welcomed the arrival of ASEAN leaders or heads of state who attend a series of agendas for the 43rd ASEAN High-Level Conference in Jakarta. He also expressed his joy because all the hotels were fully occupied during the ASEAN summit in Jakarta. This was pointed out by the minister at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. Minister Sandiaga hopes that all stakeholders will take part in ensuring friendly services and Indonesian creative products so they leave beautiful memories for heads of state and delegates to the 2023 ASEAN Summit Jakarta.
Dan saya berharap semua turut andil untuk memastikan keramahan.
I hope all people are involved in this event to ensure our hospitality and creative products can leave beautiful memories for the heads of state and delegates, as well as strengthen the understanding that wonderful Indonesia is a wonder which is truly full of memories.
Yang betul-betul penuh kenangan.
Furthermore, according to Minister Sandiaga Uno, Indonesia in the next 3 days will receive visits from many guests. Therefore, he invited all stakeholders to be able to ensure that Jakarta and Indonesia are ready to welcome these guests. The first state guest welcomed by Sandiaga was the Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh, who arrived at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Banten at 10:30 a.m. local time. Then it was followed by the Prime Minister of Cambodia, Hun Manet, who arrived at 11:30 a.m. Besides the two heads of state, Minister Sandiaga also welcomed the arrival of a number of delegates who participate in the series of the Third Summit 43 ASEAN at the Jakarta Convention Center on September 6 to the 7, 2023. Now we move to the international news. Saudi Interior Minister Prince Abdul Aziz bin Saud bin Naif on Monday met Ambassador of Belgium to the Kingdom Pascal Gregoire at his office at the ministry in Riyadh. As reported by ArabNews.com, the Saudi minister also received Ambassador of Thailand to the Kingdom Dambontam. During the two meetings, the parties discussed various topics of common interest. The meetings were also attended by Muhammad Al-Muhanna, the Interior Ministry's Under-Secretary for Security Affairs, and a number of ministry officials. We end the news with United States government that has stated the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin for discussions on a potential deal to supply Moscow with weapons for its war on Ukraine. As reported by CNN.com, the National Security Council warned on Monday, arms negotiations between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing after Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu visited Pyongyang in July in an attempt to convince it to sell artillery ammunition to Moscow. Well, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. Here is today's commentary on the 43rd ASEAN Summit is an event to prove Indonesia's chairmanship and the resilience of regional organizations. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesia holds the 43rd Summit of Southeast Asian Countries ASEAN 2023 at the Jakarta Convention Center from 5 to 7 September 2023. The summit, which involves 10 ASEAN member countries, ASEAN dialogue partner countries, and external partners, receive attention from the international community because it is held at a time when an uncertain global situation due to natural phenomenon, economics, war, and under the threat of a number of new tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. Leaders from various countries are present at the 43rd ASEAN Summit, including leaders of ASEAN member countries, Timor-Leste, as well as ASEAN dialogue partner countries such as India, Japan, China, South Korea. President of Bangladesh is invited in the capacity of chairman of the Association of Indian Ocean Coastal Nations, IORA. Meanwhile, according to the plan, the United States will be represented by Vice President Kamala Harris, Canada attended by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Australia by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, and the Cook Islands, who were also invited in their capacity as chair of the Pacific Island Forum, PIF, represented by Prime Minister Cook Islands Mark Brown. Meanwhile, Russia will be represented by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in a press conference on Sunday, said that apart from the country's leaders who are present, there have been many requests from international institutions and international organizations asking to be invited to the 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta, such as the Secretary General of the United Nations and the Director of the IMF. Seeing how important this ASEAN Summit is, and Indonesia's chairmanship and roles in ASEAN, thus, many leaders of major countries in dialogue partners want to attend, and at the same time hold bilateral meetings. Indonesia is one of the countries that has stable and quite good growth since the pandemic to post-pandemic. It could another reason for leaders of many countries to attend the meeting. In addition to the agenda of the 12 official summit meetings, there will also be 10 bilateral meetings chaired by President Joko Widodo with partner countries. The ASEAN Summit is also the right moment for ASEAN to show its identity, especially after China released the latest map of its territory, which has a lot of intersections with ASEAN member countries. In addition, Indonesia's leadership is tested in adopting organizational policies regarding the Myanmar issue. Thus, this summit is expected to become the basis for strengthening ASEAN institutions in terms of effective and efficient decision-making. In the current global situation, the 43rd ASEAN Summit is also expected to be able to produce several important agreements, such as agreements related to strengthening ASEAN infrastructure, food security, blue economy, green economy, and digital economy, as well as payment ecosystem. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on September 5, 1945, when the Sultanate of Yogyakarta emerged with the Republic of Indonesia. On September 5, 1945, the 9th Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono and the 8th Pakualam expressed their full support for the newly proclaimed Republic of Indonesia. Their statement was proven by the existence of the mandate addressed to the people of Yogyakarta. This mandate was announced on September 5, 1945. This mandate includes 3 points, namely the Kingdom of Yogyakarta is a special region of the Republic of Indonesia, all government affairs of the special region of Yogyakarta are held by the Sultan, and the Sultan is directly responsible to the President of the Republic of Indonesia. Let's move on to the event on 1949 when Robert Walter Mongensidi passed away. Robert Walter Mongensidi is an Indonesian independence fighter. He was born in Manado on February 14, 1925. He was involved in the struggle against the Dutch colonialists in Makassar. Due to his struggle against Dutch colonialism, Robert Walter Mogincidi was arrested and sentenced to death on September 5, 1949. He was awarded as a national hero by the government on November 6, 1973. In addition to receiving the title of national hero, Robert Walter Mogincidi also received the highest award of the state of Indonesia, Bintang Mahaputra Adri Pradana, on November 10, 1973. As a tribute to himself, his name is immortalized at Indonesian Navy ship KRI Walter Mogincidi and Army Hospital Robert Walter Mogincidi in Manado. We entered in history with an event on September 5, 2005, when airplane of Mandala Airlines crashed in Medan, North Sumatra. Mandala Airlines flight RE-091 is a Boeing 737-200 aircraft that crashed in the Padang Bulan area, Medan, on September 5, 2005. The accident occurred after the plane on the Medan-Jakarta flight carrying 112 passengers and 5 crew took a few seconds off from Polonia Airport, Medan. The death toll was 100 passengers and crew and 49 people on the ground. 17 passengers survived.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Genggam tanganku bernyanyi.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Indonesia discusses energy security and electric vehicles in various ASEAN meeting. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto discussed the development of electric vehicles in a series of ASEAN meeting. Quoting the econ.go.id report on the sidelines of the ASEAN Business and Investment Summit 2023 in Jakarta, Minister Erlangga Hartarto held a bilateral meeting with members of the ASEAN Business Advisory Council or BAC Malaysia. The Malaysian delegation was led by Deputy Chairman of ASEAN BAC Malaysia, Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, accompanied by Council Member Lim Chern Yuan, Executive Director of ASEAN BAC Malaysia, Juki Hong, as well as representatives from several major Malaysian companies. The meeting, among other things, discussed the development of electric vehicles. According to Minister Erlangga, the ASEAN region has large natural energy resources that can drive global energy demand, and this is a big advantage for ASEAN. As part of sustainability, Indonesia must also encourage the existence of a carbon credit market in ASEAN. So, Indonesia's future work is to develop downstream industry as a key point in the global supply chain. Meanwhile, in the high-level dialogue on sustainable transport in ASEAN in Jakarta on Monday, Minister Erlangga Hartarto explained that the Indonesian government had also prioritized the development of the electric vehicle ecosystem with a target of 13 million electric motorbikes and 2 million electric cars by 2023. ASEAN countries have agreed to build an electric vehicle ecosystem and become an important part of the world supply chain. When delivering closing remarks at the Champion for ASEAN Economic Future Breakfast event on Monday, Coordinating Minister Erlangga also discussed efforts to maintain energy security, which are currently being carried out by using renewable energy, as well as implementing transportation electrification through the use of electric vehicles. ASEAN is considered to have superior potential in developing the electric vehicles ecosystem with adequate resources and strengthening of the downstream industry. Minister Erlangga Hartarto also conveyed it was the right momentum for ASEAN. He is confident that ASEAN can become a key and play a strategic role in the Indo-Pacific. The 42nd ASEAN Summit in Labuan Bajo also succeeded in producing cooperation agreements with countries in the ASEAN region and issuing the ASEAN Leaders Declaration on Developing Regional Electric Vehicles Ecosystems. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Someone Bahkan jika kau ku sayangi, dan bila ku menanti, tenangkah engkau coba mengerti. Lihatlah ku di sini. Mungkinkah jika aku bermimpi, salahkah tu menanti? Takkan
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to the city of Jambi on Sumatra Island, where you can try a variety of typical traditional snacks. There are srikaya muso, gandus, and padamaran. This edition, we introduce you to one of Jambi's traditional snacks called padamaran. This typical Jambi snack is green in color with a soft texture, which is packaged like a boat. The main ingredients are rice flour mixed with coconut milk, brown sugar, suji, and pandan leaf juice. To make padamaran snack, all the snack ingredients are mixed and steamed using a banana leaf, which is formed into a rectangular container called takir. Takir is rectangular with a diameter of 10 to 15 centimeters long, 5 centimeters wide, and 5 centimeters high. The green color of this snack is not the result of artificial coloring, but comes from suji and pandan leaves, both of which produce natural green colors. The sweet taste is obtained from the slices of brown sugar, while the savory taste is from coconut milk, which is the key ingredient in making this snack. Once cooked, the distinctive aroma of pandan is able to create an appetizing sensation. This snack is even more delicious if eaten directly with a glass of hot tea. In the past, Padamaran snacks were always served at important events such as weddings, Thanksgivings, and official events. But now, this traditional Jambi snack is easy to find in traditional markets, especially during the fasting month as a takjil or light meal to break the fast for the month of Ramadan. Because the texture is soft and easy to eat, the taste is sweet and savory, and the size is not too filling. It is very suitable as an appetizer for people who fast. The price of this snack is relatively cheap, around 5,000 to 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per piece. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak seperti kamu yang mampu tanpa. Bagaimana? Mungkin kini kau bersama yang lain, walau hatimu untukku. Adakah
of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, We will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Museum Rumah Kelahiran Bung Hatta. Museum Rumah Kelahiran Bung Hatta, which means Bung Hatta's Birthplace Museum. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation entitled Maukah Kamu? Maukah Kamu? Which means, would you? This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend of Chris' vlog community. Chris asked Sorta Uli to accompany him to visit the museum where Bung Hatta was born. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ada satu tempat lagi di Bukit Tinggi yang ingin saya kunjungi.
Kamu mau kemana lagi?
Museum Rumah Kelahiran Bung Hatta. Maukah kamu ikut ke sana?
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to this material. Maukah kamu? Maukah kamu, which means would you? I'll say the word slowly, twice each, and you can repeat after me. Maukah kamu? Maukah kamu, which means would you? Ikut. Ikut, which means follow. Kesana. Kesana, which means go there. Maukah kamu ikut kesana? Maukah kamu ikut ke sana, which means would you follow to go there? Tempat, tempat, which means place. Ingin, ingin, which means want or would. Saya kunjungi, which means I visit. Kemana, kemana, which means where to. Museum, museum, which means museum. Rumah kelahiran. Rumah kelahiran, which means the birthplace. In the conversation, you heard, maukah kamu ikut ke sana? Maukah kamu ikut ke sana, which means, would you like to go there? In that sentence, there is the expression, maukah kamu, which means, would you? The phrase is used to express a request to do something. To ask someone to do something, you can use the expression maukah kamu, which means would you, followed by a phrase that states the expected activity, such as ikut kesana, which means follow to go there. So it becomes maukah kamu ikut kesana, which means would you like to follow to go there? Other examples. Let's listen to some examples of using maukah kamu, which means would you, to express a request in other sentences. Maukah kamu menemani saya? Maukah kamu menemani saya, which means would you accompany me? Maukah kamu datang ke rumah saya? Maukah kamu datang ke rumah saya, which means will you come to my house? Bung Hatta is the nickname for Muhammad Hatta, the first Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia. Bung is a greeting word for adult man, more or less means brother. In the city of Bukit Tinggi, there is a house where Bung Hatta was born. The house is now a museum and a historical tourist destination. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once again.
Ada satu tempat lagi di Bukit Tinggi yang ingin saya kunjungi.
Kamu mau kemana lagi?
Museum Rumah Kelahiran Bung Hatta. Maukah kamu ikut ke sana?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Maukah Kamu? Maukah Kamu? Which means, would you? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, lanjutkan perjalananku. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Pulau Bintan by Atik. The song Pulau Bintan was composed by Daud Kadir. As the title implies, this song tells about Bintan Island in the Riau Archipelago province. The lyrics describe Bintan Island as a beautiful island with blue seas and high mountains. Apart from describing Bintan Island, this song is also an expression of longing for someone. Well, listener, here is the song Pulau Bintan by Atik. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.